Yuri Bezmenov is a former KGB agent.
Follows the statement of a very ancient Chinese philosopher, Sun Tzu, who was born 500 years BC, before Jesus Christ, who said something to the effect that fighting war on the battlefield is the most stupid and primitive way of fighting a war. The highest art of warfare is not to fight at all, but to subvert anything of value in your enemy's country, be it moral, traditions, religion, respect to your authority and leaders, cultural traditions, anything. Put white against black, old against young, wealthy against poor, and so on. Doesn't matter. As long as it disturbs society, as long as it cuts the moral fiber of a nation, it's good. Put white against black, old against young, wealthy against poor, and so on. Doesn't matter. Put white against black, old against young, wealthy against poor, and so on. Doesn't matter. Put white against black, old against young, wealthy against poor, and so on. Doesn't matter. Put white against black, old against young, wealthy against poor, and so on. Doesn't matter.
Within the KGB is a department that specializes in planting false stories and forged documents to distort others' perception of reality. It is the department that deals in disinformation. Department A of the KGB set up and controls the disinformation department of Czech intelligence. Ladislav Pitman was deputy director of that department when he was with Czech intelligence.
Disinformation can have a variety of forms. It's basically an information deliberately misleading that is leaked through a variety of channels to the opponent to deceive him, to deceive the decision makers in the United States or Germany or Britain, or it can be a disinformation to deceive the public opinion around the world or in a specific country.
You got to be fairly good at this when you were with Czech intelligence, didn't you?
Unfortunately, I have to admit, yes.
Put white against black, old against young, wealth against poor, and so on. Doesn't matter. Put white against black, old against young, wealth against poor, and so on. Doesn't matter. Put white against black, old against young, wealth against poor, and so on. Doesn't matter. Put white against black, old against young, wealth against poor, and so on. Doesn't matter. And then you just take this country, when everything is subverted, when the country is disoriented and confused, when it is demoralized and then destabilized, then the crisis will come. The highest art of warfare is not to fight at